The Meiri in the Chibra Atshuva has a very, very fascinating description. The Meiri describes someone who does a tshuva that's in tshuva that's not acceptable, and he describes someone who does a tshuva that's acceptable but goes back to the same averas. He describes v'zeh hashev. This is page 51 in the footnote edition. The Meiri has a whole book called Chibur Atshuva. V'zeh hashev. Af al pisha machshavto zachu nekiya beis tshuva so. You have a person who decides all the averes that I did, I'm not going to be nichshal in them. But he goes back. When he has the time again, he goes back and he commits those averes again. The Meiri says about this guy that even though he did a full tshuva, the mashmos of the Meiri is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even forgives him for the tshuva because he was sincere. He says, "V'zeh signon ramaot." The guy's style is off. You know, guys who don't know how to dress with style. So the Meiri says that his tshuva style is off. Very interesting lashon. Signon ramaot. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Meiri is talking about someone who really doesn't mean the tshuva, that's not true. Because the Meiri then goes on and says, and someone who doesn't mean to do tshuva 100%, so then in such a case, if he doesn't mean to do it 100%, so then in such a case, the Meiri says, the tshuva is not even called a tshuva. We're talking about someone who intended, who is really, really sincere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva. However, at the end of the day, the tshuva doesn't last. The truth is, not only is this found in the Meiri, you could find this idea as well in Tehillim. In fact, one of the psukim in Tehillim we say every day, V'hu rachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for our averus. The pasuk then goes on. If you read Tehillim Ayin Ches, the pasuk describes that again, Klal Yisrael was forgiven and returns to its averus as it had done before. So it's possible for a person to do tshuva shleima, Hakadosh Baruch Hu accept his tshuva, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu says beforehand, comes Yom HaKippurim, you're going to be fine, you're going to have a clean seid. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I know next year you're going to be back at the same place. Possible such a thing. He did a tshuva shleima. He was absolutely sincere. The truth is, if you think about it, you look around at us over here, I don't think there are many people who aren't 100% sincere. Not talking about 99% sincere, talking about 100% sincere. Even people who have done terrible averos. Comes the Yimei HaDin, there's a real, real sincerity. Yet the Meiri describes Signon Ram Ma'ot. The Pasuk in Tehillim describes V'hu Rachum, the ultimate Pasuk of Kapara, and the person comes back to the same averos. What's the pshat? So Rav Katz suggested beautifully that the pshat signon rama'od really is the chisaron of not sincerity, but the chisaron of what I would call the real understanding of meaning in life. What is the real reason that we want to do good and not do bad? And that chisaron, because we're missing that chisaron, so then on the one hand we're 100% sincere, but our tshuva is bad style. The tshuva is bad style. Just yesterday, Rav Katz pointed out, the first two statements of the Shemona Esrei, Zachreinu l'chaim melechavetz v'chaim v'chosvenu b'sefer ha'chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander also, in the Sif Sechaim, is ma'arich on this idea as well. Notice that we don't talk about Chaim Tovim, we talk about Zachreinu l'chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zocher as l'chaim. Their Chaim is not talking, both Sif Sechaim and Rav Katz both claim, it's not talking about physical life. That we say at the end of Shmona Esrei, Uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. That's talking about physical life. But the first brachos, v'amevin yavin, these are the brachos that relate to dvar nizgavim, very, very high things, which we say three times a day. During the Aser Simei Tshuva, we're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for physical life. What we're asking is for something else. So Zachreinu l'chaim means a life of chaim, of chaye olam haba. There are some people who live chaye olam hazeh, and they're sincere people, but then there are people who look at life from the perspective of olam haba. Zechar Yimos Olam Binu Shnos Vavar Vadar. They see the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world from not the perspective of Olam Hazeh, but they see it from the Bechina of Emes. Well, we're being Mevakeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avod of Yom Noraim. This is the difference between a person who lives in Olam Hazeh when he approaches Yom Noraim, who's a sincere person. He understands the words Achreinu L'chaim. He understands he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for physical life. For a Ben Torah, that's not what the Bakasha is. For a Ben Torah, he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me truly live life. In the end, he also asks, but he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'chaim. He's asking him to be able to see the world from the perspective of Chai Olam Haba. That's the Bakasha. On another occasion, Rav Katz explained, that's what the Me'iri is saying. When the Me'iri describes someone whose tshuva is signon ram ma'od, we're talking about someone who's sincere, who has 100% tshuva. But you know why he wants to do tshuva? One time, before Yom Noraim, one of my balabatim, I used to be assistant rabbi on the Upper West Side. So I asked him, how would he describe, you know, I'm a boy who's studying in yeshiva. You know, people on the Upper West Side, when they're coming into shul, it's a very, very big gap. When you're sitting in kolel most of the day and going to graduate school a little, and then there are people who are walking from my house to the synagogue on the upper, for 10 blocks, I would pass 30 bars in between my apartment to the shul. It's a very, very different lifestyle. So I tried to get a sense of what was going on in the people's minds to be able to speak to them before Yom Noraim. And the president told me, he said, most of the people here have no idea why they're here, but they're scared to death. That was his lashon. V'yeda kol pol kato pealto. Most Jews have a sense that there is a borei olam, and they're scared on Yom Noraim. And when they're mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a madrega. They're mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zechrono l'chaim, they're scared. They want to do the right thing. And the averos that they realize that are averos, they really, really sincerely want to be chozer. But you know why they fall again? I'm not talking about any particular Jew, of course. You know why we fall? It's because we haven't really, really internalized that the bakasha is zechrono l'chaim, that we're looking for chai olam haba. We're looking for a perspective that goes above and beyond the artsius of Olam Hazeh. That's our true Bakasha. That's what our Bakasha is. The Signon Ramaod is because he's scared of doing the wrong thing. He feels a responsibility to do the right thing. Rabosai, we're not Pavlov's dogs. We can't train ourselves through conditioned reinforcement to do the right thing and the wrong thing. Fear of punishment doesn't work. It doesn't work. We have to get that in our hands as mechanchim, and we have to realize that in ourselves. If we're going to create a religion of fear, fear does not take effect. You know what speaks to an neshama? What speaks to an neshama is that this is the chayos hanitzchias. If you want to really, really, really live life, if you want to really, really appreciate all of the God's colors in his world, see it through the perspective of Torah. A person begins to think, make a cheshbon of I really, really want, as the Mesillas Yesharim describes, l'sa'aneg al Hashem v'lenos miziv shchinaso. A person wants to have tainug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ultimate goodness. It's the ultimate enjoyment. And I promise you that if you speak to any Ben Torah who's worked on himself over life, who's gone through different stages of their lives, some of them they were more in Olam Hazeh and others in Olam Haba, they'll all tell you, it's the greatest life is l'sa'aneg al Hashem v'lenos miziv shchinaso. The mistake of the person whose style is off, his style is off because he's, even though he's sincere, he's not internalizing that idea. Now we come back to the Shana Bet Talmud's question. What was his question? Rebbe, what are we supposed to do? On the one hand, I heard the story with Rav Shach that you're only supposed to take one small Kabbalah. On the other hand, I know that in my mind's eye, I already see the Vidu of Yom HaKippurim, and in my mind's eye, I see all these averas that I know that I have to work on. Which one is it? So the answer for Rosh Hashanah is none of them. Particularly on Rosh Hashanah, the crass Rosh Hashanah. The answer is, the Avoda is Zachreinu L'chaim. That we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me be Zocha to appreciate a life of Chai Olam Haba. And what it does mean is, I want to look at my relationship of all those mitzvos, not in terms of changing myself, but I want to ask myself in terms of all these mitzvos, in my relationship with that mitzvah, that I appreciate that yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or am I doing it out of fear? Have I begun to internalize that this is really, really a chayil haba? And of course, when a person realizes that on Rosh Hashanah, that the idea, as Rav Nevenzahl described, is not the notion of trying to bang down the wall, but rather on Rosh Hashanah, the wall that are mechitz between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person just works on those assumptions. The reason that a chet comes is because I don't have Shvisi Hashem l'negdi summoned. If I just work, if I'm mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech over my ramach evarim and my shasa gidim, so then ultimately I'll be zochet ezochreinu l'chaim. So with this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it'll change a drop of our perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach to be able to really, really think about what is chayim, and that's the bakasha of Rosh Hashanah. It's not the uchsov l'chayim tovim kol bnei risach, it's also the physical life. But the ikur bechina is that assumption. The assumption that sometimes we make that the reason why we want to do tshuva is a pachad? No, we're not doing it because of a pachad. Actually, Zohar describes the first day of Rosh Hashanah is described as a pachad. And the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the pachad grows into real yira. Pachad is a paralysis. For sure, when a person wakes up, there's a tremendous pachad. But it needs to progress. And to progress where a person is shoef, to be zochel l'sanagal Hashem v'lenos mizib shchinasa.